Good morning, 752.
Now, this morning, we've been exploring what sequestration will really mean for area workers. Are the cries of disaster overblown? And how will federal agencies handle the cuts? We continue our conversation now with Francis Rose from our sister station, federalnewsradio.com.
If furlough notices do go out, how long before employees have to stay home? And how long would it take to reverse that in the event of a deal?
Well, the answer to both is it depends. It depends how the furloughs are structured, because the agencies can change that. They have the ability to decide who gets furloughed and how, because they have this certain pot of money that's devoted to payroll. They can spend that how they choose. They can't move other money into their payroll pot. So it's a 30-day notice that federal employees have to receive. Bringing them back, again, it depends on how the agencies are able to ramp up, depending on what kind of relief they get from Congress.
Let's say I ran a federal program or an agency, and I looked at this 5% across the board as really creating problems in being able to provide basic services to the people that I served. Is it possible for me to take the money out of the month 12 budget and spend, if you will, month 4, 5, or 6 right now? Could I make the problem something that hurts us later on?
Well, part of the problem that we're in right now, Mike, is that we're talking about the federal government's fiscal year, so we're not in month 3 and 4. We're actually in month 8, 9, and 10. The federal government's fiscal year ends September 30th. So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here as far as the time that's left on the fiscal year, and that's one of the challenges the agencies are finding is, I have to figure out how to make this money last through September 30th, and there's no spending bills in place now for what will happen October 1st. Nobody knows what will happen there. In fact, no one knows what will happen budget-wise starting March 28th, because the federal government now is operating under a continuing resolution, and there are no budget bills, there are no budget plans in effect starting March 28th. So this is really a pretty amazing confluence of events right now.
Well, more to come as things change. We'll talk to you again, Francis. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Francis Rose from our sister station, Federal News Radio.
It's 7:54.